It's not really sunny overnight with a low of 25. The sunshine does return tomorrow with a high of 45 degrees, and then partly sunny skies for Friday with an afternoon high of 50.
Sunny overnight, that's a new one. You know, we've had all kinds of these, meteorological terms rolling in. Is something new coming down the pike?
No, that's just me getting ahead of myself.
It's light in darkness.
Yes. What it is. Sounds like an album name or something like that.
Yesterday, we did peak at 42 overnight low down to 28. Right now, a west breeze gusting to 15. Wind chills at 17. It is partly cloudy and 28 degrees here. KVOE live. And local Lanner headlines this morning, a service of IPC, the Insurance Planning Center, an AccraSure agency partner for all of your commercial, business, and group health insurance needs. It's IPC, the Insurance Planning Center. Good morning, it's 7:41. It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESP Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we're pleased to be joined this morning by ESP Marketing Officer Candace Wakeman. Candace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing very well.
Glad to have you here. Always good to talk to you. And Candace was talking about a week ago about some tips on how to set goals for the new year. I think we've all done that to a certain extent. And this week, you want to dive a little deeper into this, Candace?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, if you tuned in last week, I talked about a few tips on how you can set goals in the new year. So this week, I thought I would dive a little deeper and talk about specific financial goals you can set in 2023. You know, we know getting a hand on your finances can seem overwhelming, but we're here to tell you that once you get started, it's kind of easier than you think.
Well, yeah, let's take the overwhelming out of this, Candace, and talk about a few more tips as we roll into 2023 and some of our goals.
Yeah, so first, create a budget and stick to it. You know, having a budget will keep you on track, and I encourage you to start here first. Along with budgeting, put your bills on autopay. This is an easy way to streamline your bills and give you peace of mind. Second, build an emergency fund. Emergency fund allows you to be ready when life happens, and instead of being worried about how you're going to pay for things, when it does, you'll be prepared. Third, spend less and save more. If you set this goal, you'll need to be intentional with your money. Budgeting every month, finding good deals, using coupons are all important when it comes to spending less. And save for big expenses. This time of year is great to think about, you know, what is coming up this year, 5, 10 years down the road. If you want to make any large financial purchases, now is the time to start planning for that, just so you're ready. And then lastly, touch base with your financial advisor. You know, review those investments and make sure your financial plan matches your current situation. You know, having financial goals will change how you look at money. You'll start to see how, you know, every decision you make matters for your overall financial health.
And it really does. Very good tips, as always, from Candace. Good things to keep in mind as we venture into a brand new year, 2023. And the fine folks at ESP Financial are here to help you make your dreams come true. That is for sure. Candace, do you have a money message for us?
Well, sometimes all you need is a fresh start, and so hopefully 2023 can be that year for you. We're here to help with any of your banking needs, so feel free to stop by any of our locations at any time, or you can visit ESPfinancial.com to learn more.
Good stuff as always. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you, Ron.
Good to talk to you. That's Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESP Financial, bringing you Managing Your Money. ESP Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Good morning to you on a Wednesday, day 4 of the month of January. We're very pleased to be joined this morning by Dave Harding at Fanistel's Fresh Local Market. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Ron, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. How are you?
Doing all right. You know, we had a great Christmas season out here, and we just want to thank all of our loyal customers for trusting us with their all of their holiday meals, their family and employee gifts as well. It was a good time. Great to see everyone, and greatly appreciated. And now we're excited for New Year 2023. And Dan and Jan were so excited. They said, let's have a Happy New Year 10-pound box meat sale during January.
You know, nothing says Happy New Year, Dave, like a 10-pound box meat sale. I'll tell you, that is happiness right there.
That's right. You know, we've got 80-20 ground beef in the 10 1-pound packages on sale for $3.99 a pound for the 10-pound box. We've got our hot dogs. It's our 5-to-1 pork and beef hot dogs. That's 50 per box. at $3.99 a pound for the 10-pound box. And then on bacon, we have our Flint Hills regular and thick-sliced bacon at $3.99 a pound for the 10-pound box. And then our steak cap bacon is, we've got it knocked down to $2.99 a pound for a 10-pound box. You know, and getting bacon for $2.99 a pound these days is a pretty good deal.
That's a heck of a deal. So how long will these prices be in play, Dave?
They're going on now while supplies last through January.
All right. So what about steaks and seafood out at the fresh local market?
Absolutely. We still have a great selection of steaks. We have roast. We have seafood. You know, a lot of times this time of year, people like to eat more seafood. So come check out our selection, see what we have there, too.
And let's go ahead and roll down those big, you know, meat prices, the big sale going on here through January, Dave.
All right. Our Happy New Year meat sale going on now while supplies last. We've got the hamburger on sale, $3.99 a pound. Hot dogs on sale, $3.99 a pound. And then regular and thick-cut bacon, $3.99. Steak cut is $2.99. Today is Wednesday, so we do have our ground beef and ground round on sale in the fresh case. And store hours, we are Mondays 8 to 5, Tuesdays through Fridays 8 to 6,